From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Farrah Hutkins. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg was in Miami yesterday. He met with local college students before speaking at a fundraiser in Wynwood. The 37-year-old mayor of South Bend, Indiana, checklisted health care, immigration, and sea level rise, among other issues. He said he represents a new generation of American leadership.
I am not the prototypical presidential candidate. Maybe we need a mayor instead of somebody who's been marinating in Washington for a long time. Maybe we ought to get Washington to look more like our well-run cities and towns before it goes the other way around. So can I count on you for help?
People across South Florida were at the rally. Buttigieg says he's trying to connect with voters in the region.
This is one of the most remarkably diverse places in the country. And so making sure that we reach out to people of all backgrounds is going to be really vital to demonstrating how we think a better kind of politics that is inclusive and that is unifying can work for the road ahead.
Some polls show Buttigieg in the top five among Democratic presidential contenders. An affordable housing community just for low-income seniors opened yesterday in Pembroke Pines. Douglas Gardens 5 offers just over 100 one- and two-bedroom units. Rents range from about $400 to $950. Research shows Broward County is one of the most cost-burdened areas in the country. That means a majority of people pay more than 30% of their income just for housing. This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.